Merci beaucoup. Merci, Tatiana.
Thank you very much, Tatiana from UNESCO. So we have heard from various partners who have taken the floor. I'd like to underscore that the strength of the convention hinges on the partnership. The implementation of the convention cannot move ahead unless it is supported by our many partners on the ground, which is why we're really grateful to them for their cooperation in the implementation of the program of the convention. Not all partners took the floor, but the ones that have represented those that didn't. On this item 9, we can now consider the proposed decision. The working group welcomed the work by partners in the area of monitoring and assessment and encouraged the partners to coordinate with the Water Convention Secretariat for synergies in developing activities. To refer to the convention in their work, and where possible, to implement joint activities. So there we have it. That is the proposed decision for item 9. If there are no objections, we can approve it. Thank you. Which takes us now to item number 10. Strategic discussion on future work on monitoring and assessment. I'd like to point out that we have one pending item. That was item 6A. We said that we were going to discuss that today, and 6A is the outcomes of the global workshop on conjunctive management of transboundary surface water and groundwater. So we'd like to invite Alish, Early, Harry, right? Yes, well, we'd like to invite the chair, Harry, to present the main outcomes of this global workshop. Microphone for the speaker, please.
Sorry, yes, that was not. So